Y'all better respect the belt. Y'all better. Welcome back. Final segment of Crunch Time on a Wednesday. That means it's time for the Crunch Exchange. I'm Alex. I'm going to read Steve some stories from around the world of sports. He's going to tell us if he's buying or selling the prospectus from those stories. There is also an option for pending that he sometimes uses. A flurry of movement before the baseball trade deadline yesterday, Steve. But the one move that did not happen, that seemingly gaining a lot of momentum before 1 o'clock yesterday, was Bryce Harper being traded from the Nationals. There seemed to be a couple of schools of thought here. One, Harper is their cornerstone for the next decade. Fans love him. He's really good and will be for that entire span. Why on earth would anyone let a player like that walk? Two, that Harper is about to demand like $500 million, which it's worth noting is $50 million more than Ted Lerner paid for the franchise in 2006. The team currently valued $415 million, so you might as well get something before he hits free agency when he could walk anyways and bankrupt someone else's organization. So how about it? There's prospectus. The Nationals should have traded Bryce Harper.
I still think at age 25, with what he's done, he's an elite player. I mean, I know he's hitting 225. Although when we started this debate last week, I think he was down about 210. So maybe he's starting to rake a little bit.
Right.
And they're still in the hunt. So, I really don't think it was the right thing. I'm going to sell that one.
I tend to agree with you on that one. Richard Sherman says he's 100% healthy, participating in all of the drills at 49ers practices this week. He has also met with the media and was asked this week about the controversial new targeting rule, which will allow officials to eject players who lower their helmet to initiate contact anywhere on the field. Sherman said the rule will be a disaster because even on good form tackles, players bring their head with their shoulders, so it will look like they're leading with their heads, even if they aren't. Eagles players voiced their frustration this week because they met with officials and left even more confused about the rules. So the prospectus, the new helmet rule, going to be a disaster this year.
Well, you're talking about the champs and one of the smartest guys out there who are just not venting. They're offering up like technical and kind of factual data to back them up. I don't know if it's going to be a disaster because I think eventually it'll be called by the letter of the law. I don't think that'll happen day one. So a disaster, cause for concern, yeah, but I think it's a classic case of pending.
Ted, my boy, it's going to be legend. Wait for it.
All right, how about this? A player from an unorthodox position, like quarterback or kicker or something like that, will get ejected because of the rule this year.
Well, will it be like making a tackle on an interception or a tackle
on a kick? Anything like that, yep.
I'll tell you what.
Or a quarterback on a quarterback sneak lowering his head?
Not only that, but, you know, when a quarterback or a kicker or a punter all of a sudden is in a position to make a tackle, generally it's not something they've been working on all week. It's just, and you see it quite often. It's usually a dive and probably more dangerous for the quarterback, kicker, or punter. But I could see that happen, and I'll buy that.
With LeBron James becoming a Laker and the season being over, people for some reason feel the need to bring up the LeBron versus Jordan debate and ask about who the greatest of all time is. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar asked about it this week, and his take a little bit different. He says that there is no greatest of all time because players played in different eras. Called the discussion about a basketball GOAT a fun distraction while we all sit around waiting for pizza to be served, but that it's on par with which superpower you would rather have, flight or invisibility. He said it isn't Highlander. There can be more than one, which I love myself. But that said, Jordan is better than LeBron. The prospectus, there's no such thing as a GOAT in sports, Steve.
Wouldn't it have to be where no one else could make another argument about another player and have people who follow the sport and understand the sport agree? I don't really know. I guess there have been some people who've said that you can make the case LeBron is the greatest, and with Wilt making them change the rules and Kareem with the no dunking in college. So I guess in a way there really isn't, even though we kind of know it's Jordan.
Yeah, and like Jerry Rice is the best receiver ever.
Right. So
that, right?
On a technicality, if you had to prove it in a court of law, I'm gonna buy that. I don't really think you could say, yeah, he's the GOAT. Everybody just deal with it.
Yeah, because, you know, not everybody had Joe Montana and Steve Young as their quarterbacks, too. So I guess there's that.
Or Garoppolo.
Well, he never. He never. So I guess Marquise Goodwin's about to become the greatest wide receiver ever, right? back to LeBron. Finally spoke after signing with the Lakers, mostly to talk about the new school he opened for at-risk youth. But he also was asked about whether or not he would consider returning to Cleveland to play out his career after his time in L.A. is over. LeBron just signed a four-year deal, which would put him at 37 years old. When he would again become a free agent. So there's still a chance LeBron could be up to the task physically, and it could end up literally being like a curtain call season like Kobe and Jeter had. He said either way, he'd like to be back to see his number retired in Cleveland. So the perspective is you buy or sell, LeBron would return to Cleveland for the third time.
Would he or will he?
Yeah, would he?
Oh, I think he absolutely would under the right circumstances. Why wouldn't he? If it was the swan song of his career and nobody else really wanted him and he was, you know, kind of aging, was going to kind of be an 18-minute-a-game guy, I absolutely buy that. It's crazy.
Speaking of Kobe, Shaq was asked about him this week and had himself a hot take about it because Kobe has spent this offseason working out a lot and mentoring guys like Jason Tatum in the gym. Shaq said this week that he thinks Kobe's going to make a comeback. First, he was asked if he thought he could still play, and he said no, but then emphatically said he heard Kobe is trying to make a comeback right now and that you heard it here first. Kobe, super competitive, also 39 years old, and only played 107 games in his last three seasons due to injury, so the respect is Kobe could come back.
Just sell it and tell Shaq to be quiet.
Stop it, Shaq. Stop talking. All right. Urban Meyer fired his wide receivers coach, Zach Smith, after a history of alleged domestic violence became public. When asked about it, Meyer said he only knew about the one incident in 2009 in which Smith was arrested for felony battery after hitting his then-pregnant wife. But the ones he was fired for that occurred in 2015, he said he had no clue about until the reports came out. Smith's now ex-wife, however, did an interview with ESPN's Breck McMurphy, told him she was a regular texter with Meyer's wife about everything going on that not only did Meyer know, but many others in the program did as well. Smith's attorney went on Columbus Radio, said everything, including the 2009 case, were simply not true, and that when his ex-wife is forced to testify, Smith will be exonerated. But if Urban Meyer knew and still kept Smith around and did nothing to help, he kind of has to be held accountable, right? So the prospectus, Urban Meyer should be fired for this.
I'll tell you what. By the way, there's always a tweet or a text. September 28, 2017, the Columbus Dispatch site. Ohio State football, Urban Meyer on NCAA basketball scandal. If you lie, you can never coach again.
Oh, my God.
I think not only should he, I think he ends up fired here. I think Ohio State kicks off their season with a new head coach. And get used to the hashtag Urban Liar. I just saw that from our buddy Lee Sterling, because you think about how Woody Hayes' career ended, disgrace, punching a Clemson player after an interception in the Gator Bowl in 1978. Jim Tressel, out, disgrace, sanctions, and now Suburban Meyer on administrative leave until they figure out with their lawyers how they can actually fire this guy. And, by the way, the lawyer of what appears to be a documented domestic abuser, one of the great scumbags of all time, saying that's always their catch line. When the truth comes out, we'll find. And it's like text messages and this kind of testimony seems kind of credible, to say the least.
My buddy just posted a link to the Amazon page for Urban Meyer's book, which is called Above the Line, Lessons in Leadership and Life from a Championship Program by Urban Meyer.
Lessons in lying and looking the other way in order to become a championship program.
My goodness. Dating back to Florida, too, man.
Yeah, no. That's this looking the other way and not knowing what Aaron Hernandez was really like, and on and on and on. Ugly, man. Ugly.